It is the Joe and Alex Show, and the more I think about it, Alex, more times than not, I think with Ask Alex, it's a good thing because I think we're able to open up discussions, create dialogue, and sometimes help people.
And sometimes make things worse.
Yes, sometimes. That's what I said for the most part. This week here on the Joe and Alex Show, we got an email. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, from Adele. You're on Ask Alex. What is your question?
Hi. I need some advice about me and my boyfriend.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of, like the thing in movies where best friends have like marriage pacts and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, or even not in movies, but it's like, hey, like, okay, if I'm 40 and you're 40 and we're still single, we're gonna get married.
Yeah, like that?
Yes. Well, sort of like that, but apparently my boyfriend had like the same sort of pact with his ex-girlfriend, but it's a baby pact instead.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Wait, a baby pact? Okay, what's going on with this pact here?
I'd never heard of it before until all of a sudden, out of the blue, yesterday, I'm at the salon, I'm getting my hair done, and my boyfriend calls me. He says he needs to talk to me about something. It's like, it can't wait. It's super important. It's like, it's got to be right now. So I'm like sitting there in the chair, and he drops his bomb on me that he says his ex just called him. They haven't dated for like 5 years. And apparently, like when they were dating, they made this baby pact that if one of them wanted a baby by the time they were 33, then the other one would be willing to make that happen.
Oh my gosh, are you livid?
I'm not happy about it. I mean, he didn't know me at the time. I'm not like mad they had that discussion, I guess, but like he just called me out of the blue.
Yeah,
in public.
But I mean, what's the big deal? This is in the past. This is way before he even knew you. So what?
They're dating now, Joe. They're together. Now he can be having a baby with another chick?
Yeah. She called him and was like, hey, I'm 33. I decided I want a baby. Like, pay up.
Dude. So that means he'd have to sleep with her, too.
That's what he said. This is what he said. He said that he feels responsible for keeping his end of the bargain.
What? So he wasn't even telling you, like, just that it was a thing. He's telling you he feels like he needs to, like, do it?
Right, exactly. Like, he made a promise, and he can't break a promise. He doesn't want to break up with me. He just has to have sex with her enough to get her pregnant.
Okay, well, okay. I know that sounds weird, but listen, Alex, you're single right now, but when you meet that right guy, and he's your prince charming, and everything works out, and you're married, are you really going to find out that you married a man that doesn't keep his word?
Joe, here's if he...
That sounds like a yes. Okay, you want to marry a man that won't keep his word.
Well, if he's married to me or dating me, then yeah. I kind of feel like it's not too crazy to expect him to not sleep with somebody else. But here's the thing, Adele, is that if he can't get her pregnant the first time, then how many times is he going to be having sex with her? What if it takes her a year or 2 years to get pregnant? He's going to be constantly sleeping with her, with his ex-girlfriend, trying to get her pregnant while he's dating you.
Right, and it doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel right for him to sleep with her once. It's like, isn't that what, like, turkey basters are for? But...
Well, I think it's a little more elaborate than turkey basting, but I get you, though. Like, you're saying maybe his stuff could go into a cup and then doctors could do their thing and make a miracle happen.
Right.
But Adele, you would be cool with him. Okay, even no matter how he got her pregnant, if she gets pregnant with his sperm and has a baby that's half his, you're going to be okay with that? Like, if you're trying to imagine a future with him, then you're okaying, like, all right, go ahead and get this other girl pregnant. So she's always going to be a part of our family now. There's all, you know what I mean? Like, if he gets this other girl pregnant and if you have any desire to have a future with him, now his ex-girlfriend is going to be a part of your life because he's going to have a kid with her forever.
Well, he claims that it would just be like, as soon as she's pregnant, that's it. He's out. He doesn't have to be a part of the kid's life. But then I don't know how I feel about that. Like, that's your child. And like, I don't want his ex to be a part of our lives. But then on the other hand, I don't want him to be the kind of person who's just like, okay, like, I had a kid. Good luck.
Yeah.
That's an agreement, though. And that's what I think you have to understand. It's not like this guy just hooked up with some random girl, got her pregnant, like, oh, I'm having nothing to do with that. I think it's weird. Like, I will accept that. This is not your normal thing. But I would like to hope or think that my wife, Lindsay, we've been married now for a couple of years. I don't have a baby or marriage pact with anybody from the past. But if I did have a baby pact like this, like your boyfriend Adele, like he does, I would like to think that my wife would at least be understanding and open to the possibility.
That's insane. You're mentally deranged.
No, I am not.
Adele,
no,
break up with him. He, clearly, you are not the number one woman on his mind if he's willing to do this. I think it's crazy. I think the normal, responsible, upstanding thing to do would be for him to tell this ex-girlfriend, I'm so sorry. I know what I said when we were single and whatever, or dating at the time. And then if we were still single, but like, now I'm not single. I'm with somebody that I really care about. And if he really cared about you, then he would say, I'm sorry, but I can't follow through. That's it.
That's how I feel. That's completely, you said it so well, but he says that he feels like a bad friend if he doesn't keep his end of the agreement, which I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy on so many levels.
Adele, if your friend needed something like a kidney or like a, some kind of transplant that you could do, would you give it to him?
That is totally not even close
let
to the same
her
thing.
Answer, please let her answer the question.
First and foremost, of course, yes, but like, he's not the only sperm match for her. It's not like she's going to go her life without a child if she doesn't get his specific sperm.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. I know a girl that, for whatever reason, she was divorced, never had a kid from previous things, and then eventually she's like 40-something. She had to get the process, I forget what it is, where they make the baby inside you. They put it all together, in vitro fertilization or whatever that is. And it was one of her good gay friends, one of her good buddies. He ended up being the dad. And he's around a little bit, but he's still not the baby's dad, but he is technically the father.
You know what I think? I think this ex-girlfriend of his is psycho crazy. She sees him happy in a relationship with someone else, and she's trying to manipulate him back into her life. And so she's holding this pact over his head to try to get him back with her. That's what I think.
All right. 317-239-1009 today for Ask Alex. Also, Joe and Alex Show on our social media, Twitter and Instagram. What do you think with the situation for Adele? Should she be a little more understanding and let her her current boyfriend, you know, help out with a deal that he made? I mean, isn't he supposed to be a man of his word? Or hell no, like Alex, like, I don't care. That's the past of the past. Good luck. Go find yourself a new sperm donor.